Cooper.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, we had a wonderful day, and I just want to thank you for it.
Oh, listen, they just loved it. You ought to see they follow up stories in the morning press out there.
I hope they didn't play that war like this paper here did.
No, they didn't.
It was a peace speech, and I said sometimes we have to risk war to get peace, but long as I'm in office, my job's going to be a quest for peace, and ma'am, they didn't take the sentence right out of the paragraph.
Oh, I know what they took it, but they ran the full text out there, and they had a wonderful, wonderful story in all the papers. And the St. Paul paper had you speaking to 150,000, the Minneapolis just 100,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody here cut it down to 50.
Oh, that damn outfit here, they don't know anything about
Chicago
it.
Chicago Tribune cut it to 50.
Yeah, well, you can expect that. But everybody was, it was such good feeling, you know. Everybody.
Oh, they were happy.
Yeah.
They were in better shape than I ever saw them, and I never saw a crowd as good.
Well, they loved you.
Thank you. I'll see you in the morning. You all get your list of things that we're gonna get up, that list, and let's see which ones we can pass.
I talked to Sarge today.
Wait a minute. Jack, wait a minute. Go ahead.
I said I talked to Sarge Shriver today. And we're about the poverty bill.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it.
They want to wait till LaRue
gets through. Yeah, they're a little concerned about that.
Here's Jack. He said he didn't think you had as many as you thought you were going to have.
You listen.
Now, Senator.
Villani? I just saw those nice Wickman folks.
Oh, they're nice people. They really are appreciated.
They've had a wonderful tour here of the Capitol. I had them down for lunch. And they've really enjoyed it.
Senator, I do want to tell you that one newspaper said 50,000. I do want to point that out.
That goddamn newspaper.
That's Chicago Tribune.
They flunked the third grade in arithmetic.
The Chicago Tribune gave you 50, and you know they were exaggerating a little bit, too.
Yeah, you know they were. You damn right. And you never went to a town where you had less gripes, boy. Let me tell you.
I'm happy. I'm a Minneapolis man myself. I'm a Humphrey Minneapolis man. Just a minute, sir.
Okay.
All right, Mr. President. Thanks a million. Bye.